Mm-hmm. Fun at Breakfast, starring Howard and Charlton.
For moments crowded with laughter, listen to the show. Then you'll be happier after when off to work you go. All the cares throughout the day will dwindle away, and you will say the day is happier after the Fun at Breakfast show. The day is happier after the Fun at Breakfast show.
So we come to Tom Howard and George Shelton.
Good morning, Ford. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Ford.
Say, you're just the man I want to see. Look, I need 50 bucks.
So do I. Where can we get it?
Well, now don't get smart. I mean, I want to borrow 50 bucks.
Well, if I hear of anyone that's got 50 bucks, I'll let you know.
I see. I want to borrow it from you.
Are you kidding? Where do you think I'd get $50?
Look, I'm not interested in where you get it.
I need my money. I'm saving up to get married.
Married?
Yes, and Tom, I'm worried.
You're worried? It's the girl that should be worried.
Oh, yeah?
Who's the girl? Who's the girl? There is a girl, isn't there?
Certainly. Do you ever hear of anyone marrying a man?
Sure, my sister.
Oh. My sister. And my girl is a very nice girl, too, Tom.
She's a nice girl?
Yeah.
Do I know her?
I said she was a nice girl.
I see. I mean, what's her name?
Helen Woods.
Oh, I know her.
You do? Do you know her to talk to?
No, I just know her to talk about.
Well, there's nothing to talk about Helen.
Oh, she is a nice girl. She's Irish, isn't she?
Yeah, she's Irish on her mother's side.
By the way, how is her mother's side? Oh, I haven't seen her.
Very funny, Mr. Hardy, if I may say so.
Oh, I have no objection to your saying so.
And she's pretty, too.
She is?
Yeah, her brow is like a snowdrift.
You mean she has a frozen puss?
Now, be careful, fella. You're talking about the woman I love.
Ah.
Say, did you notice her eyes? Mm. They're dark blue.
Yeah, already? Mm. What'd you hit her with?
Oh, no, she's one in a million.
Which one?
Never mind. She's a brilliant girl.
I imagine.
She has brains enough for two.
Yeah, then she's just the girl for you, George. She'll need them.
No, Tom, listen. Her cheeks are like apples.
Yeah.
Her skin has the glow of a peach.
Mm-hmm.
Her lips are like cherries.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
That's a fruit salad.
Yeah. She reminds me of the country like a cornfield in the early spring.
You mean she looks like a scarecrow, I bet.
Mr. Howard, I'm in love, and I feel funny inside.
That's not love. That's indigestion you got, George.
Mr. Howard, have you no romance in your soul?
I suppose you have.
Why, certainly. People can even see it in me,
uh-huh.
Tom. Why, just this morning on the elevator, I heard two girls whispering about me.
About you.
One of them whispered to the other, "That's George Shelton."
Yeah.
And the other one whispered, "Gosh, what a kisser."
I see. Mr. Shelton, your limited intelligence amazes me.
Yeah, my girl says I'm smart, too.
I like to hear more, George, but I gotta be getting to work.
Yeah, where are you working now?
I'm a violinist in a fish market.
A violinist in a fish market?
Yeah, I scrape the scale.
Oh.
For moments crowded with laughter, listen to the show.
Check the time, check the station for that famous comedy team, Howard and Shelton.
The day is happier after...